Hey, brothers and sisters. Today is the 7th of February, 2018, and I want to bring you a vision and an update. The vision I got was on the 5th of February, and what I saw was two huge planets in the sky, and they were both, one was on the left, one was on the right, and I saw them starting to move slowly towards each other, towards the middle. And it looked like they were going to crash into each other. But instead of crashing into each other, they just formed an alignment. One went behind the other. And then all I could see was one planet. When I woke up, I heard these words, just like the Bethlehem star. Now, I believe what that meant was that this is an alignment that occurred with two planets, and it's going to be a very important alignment. I also have been shown a few years back about the Bethlehem star, and the Lord has showed me that his coming will be ushered in by something like the Bethlehem star, just like his first appearance when he was first born. The Lord brought signs in the sky, and that was the Bethlehem star. Just like that, when he comes again, it is going to be the same thing. There is going to be a sign in the sky like the Bethlehem star. I don't know if it's the same alignment. It could be something totally different. And this, what I saw in my night vision, might be what is going to be coming. So I think it's really exciting because I believe it points to Jesus' very soon return. Because he is coming again, brothers and sisters. He is coming soon. He's coming sooner than soon is the word that I got. So we need to just keep on watching, keep on looking up, and know that he's going to bring more signs in the sky for us to see his soon return. The second thing I want to bring you is an update on the polar shift. Yesterday, the Lord, I was just reading the news in the morning, just saw an article that jumped out at me. And it's from Zero Hedge. And the title of it was, The Earth's Magnetic Field is Shifting. Poles May Flip. This Could Get Bad. And then, let me read the first part of the paragraph. The shield that protects the Earth from solar radiation is under attack from within. We can't prevent it, but we ought to prepare, is the ominous sub-headline of a worrisome new report that shows scientists around the world fearing that the Earth's magnetic field is shifting with potentially disastrous consequences for mankind. A very doomish article. However, this is not the first one that I've seen. I'm going to see if I can find the second one. I found quite a few, not looking for them, but just looking in different news sources, and they just kind of pop up. So I don't know if that's a coincidence or not, but you know, the Lord has shown me that there's a polar shift that is coming. And, you know, the Word of God even talks about that in several places. I found a great article that has some scripture on the pole shifts. There's one in Isaiah 24, in Hebrews 12. There's a lot of places where it talks about a pole shift in the Word of God. So this is definitely something that we will be seeing in the end times, and I think we're seeing the beginning of something like this happening. On November 21st, or 22nd, excuse me, I think it was on the 21st, I got a pole shift dream where there was a weatherman, and he was doing the weather, and I heard these words, flip-flop of temperatures, colder during the day, warmer at night. And the Lord was pointing to a pole shift. I will put two of those videos down below so you can watch them if you are interested. So I wanted to give you these updates, brothers and sisters, and I wanted to bring this vision to you. And who knows, the vision of the two planets, maybe somehow it's connected to the pole shift, because maybe something in the skies that's happening could cause a pole shift here on Earth. I really don't know. I'm not an expert on these things. I just want to bring to you what the Lord has shown me so you can use your own discernment, seek your own confirmations, and pray to the Lord for his perfect will to be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Shalom, brothers and sisters. Stay blessed.